Hi, everybody. This is Brandi Heinen with Powerhouse Learning, and with me today is Carl Yeider from the Yeider Insurance Agency, and we're here to talk to you business owners about some really relevant hot topics going on. And Carl, would you let everybody know a little bit about who I am and what some of those things are that you want to discuss today?
Yeah, we've been working with Brandi and her firm for a number of years, helping us on business coaching. So we really appreciate everything Brandi has had to offer to our agency.
Tell me a little bit, Carl, about some of the hot topics going on for you as a business owner related to what you're seeing for your commercial insurance customers. So there's some coverage-related issues going on. There's some insurance company questions related to business income. I definitely want to talk to you a little bit about cyber liability today. So for all of you that are listening that have moved your employees to at-home work, you have some exposure there that we want to discuss today.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole range of insurance coverages out there that business owners need to take very seriously, from business income. It's the number one reason why businesses go out of business after a loss. It's because they don't have enough business income. To things like employee dishonesty. No one ever thinks their employees will steal from them, but I can give you a number of claims that there's lots and lots of theft out there. Plus things like key man life insurance. No one thinks their partner, their business partner, is going to pass away. So what happens if they pass away? Are you going to go into business with their spouse, or do you have key man life insurance to pay the spouse off? There's things like the cyber we talked about, and we can get into more in detail, to employment practice liability. That's hiring, firing, discrimination, harassment in the workplace. No matter what you do, whenever you let an employee go, it's always your fault. So if you don't have the proper coverage, you're going to be very surprised. Depending on what customer I'm talking to, those are some of the hot topics I would bring up with them.
I think one of the things I respect most about you is your love for the nerdiness of insurance, right? you love the nitty gritty. So just like all of you business owners listening today, that you love the ins and outs of your particular trade or your craft or your business, Carl loves the ins and outs of the insurance policy and how to best take care of his customers. And that's the thing I respect most about you, Carl. And so even though he just rattled off a whole bunch of things, you guys, and I don't want you to be intimidated by that, I think the thing I want you to remember is this is a guy to go to with questions when you want to know, what are we covered for? Where do we need to look out for things? And what are the things that we maybe need to leave off of a policy? What do we need to pay attention to? And so that's one of the things that I want everybody listening to know, is they can come to you and ask those kind of questions. So let's talk about, for example, cyber liability. So that's something that many of us have probably heard about. We understand that cyber criminals can break into our handheld devices, right? Our iPhones, our Androids. We know that they can break in through our webcams, through Bluetooth. You know, we've all kind of seen or heard about this on the news. Why is cyber liability a big deal right now with so many businesses during this whole COVID mess and sending people home? Why is that a big deal for business owners in particular?
Well, just about every business out there is having employees work from home. And the security at your home network is not as good as your security at your business. So right now we're seeing more and more hacks than ever. So from working at home, you don't have the same security as you would as working at the office. So you need to make sure you have the proper protection, because just this week I had claims already where someone was trying to do a wire transfer because they were able to break into the password and do a wire transfer. So what happened if that wire transfer really did go out? You're not as safe working home as you would be in the office. Even with the best safeguards, hackers are very good at what they do, and they keep changing it and finding new ways to beat the system. So if they do beat the system, you want to make sure that no matter what your business is, you have proper cyber coverage to respond to your customers' needs if all their information gets hacked, a wire transfer gets sent out, or someone tricks your employee into giving up a password or a routing number. And there's lots of cyber crime out there, and you want to make sure you have the proper coverage.
Absolutely. I think that's a big deal right now. And you mentioned earlier the business income. So business income is one of the most important coverages that a business can have. And yet we are all hearing about some of the fight going on, that an infectious disease isn't necessarily a trigger for business income coverage in a commercial policy. And so although you and I can't really say what's yet to come or how the insurance companies will respond, what would you say to your business owners listening today about what to do if they want to file a claim or they have a concern about business income? They've had a loss to their business.
We have a lot of business owners out there wondering about the business income coverage because they're shut down. The government shut them down and they're like, yeah, I'm paying for this business income. Where's my coverage? It's a tough conversation because there is not an insurance policy out there that covers business income from being shut down by the government. So for business income to trigger, you have to have a loss, a covered peril, like a fire, tornado, something that caused your business to shut down. So just the government telling you that you cannot send your employees to work is not a covered peril, which is excluded by all insurance policies that I know of out there.
And so would you encourage listeners, if they do want to file a claim, do they still reach out to your office?
Absolutely. We will always file a claim. We have had some business owners wanting to file claims to get on record. Sometimes you need it for loans or grants or government assistance to show that you tried to get insurance. So that's most of my clients who have filed it know the coverage is going to be denied, but they feel they PA or someone's telling them they need to have a denial from the insurance company. So we will always gladly send it in and we will always fight for you. But unfortunately, as of right now, the coverage most likely will be declined.
Okay. I'm hearing that from everyone else that I'm connected with too. Okay. Well, then let's talk a little bit about ways to help save some money during this time or you know, should my business owners just be canceling policies? I know we've had some that have said, should I just take a hiatus and cancel my insurance and then try and connect again with you after? And of course, my concern is there are coverages that are in place now that you need that had nothing to do with COVID, but that COVID or the behavior of other people could trigger a potential insurance claim. And so, Carl, what would you say to some of your business owners who would say, oh, should I just cancel my policy right now? Or are there ways that you think maybe you can help lower some premiums during these times?
Absolutely. Yes, I've had this question quite a bit, and I highly recommend you do not cancel your insurance. And there's several reasons, and then there are things that we can do to lower your costs. But if you cancel your insurance, and then we know and hope and pray that this crisis will be over soon, but when you go to try to get a new insurance policy, underwriters will see that there's a gap in coverage, and it will actually cost you more to restart your policy if it's
That's
canceled.
Right.
The gap's going to cost more than you'll save. The other thing to think about is most policies, I'm talking on liability and workers' comp, are rated off payroll and sales. So if you're not having any sales or payroll, they're actually not charging you anything. So when it comes to audit time, if you haven't paid your employees for a couple months, you're not going to have to pay that premium. One of the things you could do is lower your estimated sales and payroll to save some money.
Absolutely.
So we know there's not many businesses that are not affected. So we know sales are going to be down. We can easily and gladly lower your exposures to help save some money. There's also, if you have a big auto fleet and you're not using it, we can put those autos into storage, and that would save a lot of money also, depending on how big your auto fleet is. And,
great.
You know, we can do things that, you know, the exposure is not as great. We can look at increasing some deductibles, or if you're really not doing anything in business right now, we could lower your excess limits. But in short, you really need to keep your insurance policy in place. So when we are out of this, you're up and running and not worrying about getting a new insurance policy. And that new insurance policy, you don't want to cost more than what it cost before the loss.
And I think some business owners listening today realize, depending on the kind of business that they have, that it could be difficult to get coverage in the first place, or there's a limited amount of insurance companies that will insure them. And so you definitely don't want to have a gap in coverage and put things in jeopardy even further. Awesome. What else, as we're closing, is there anything else that you'd like to share with your business owners listening?
Yeah, for business owners out there, just a lot going on in the world right now. I know you don't want to talk about spending more money, but you need to make sure that your life and disability insurance is in place, because, you know, life insurance, what happens if you're not able to work, and disability, you're more likely to be disabled than pass away. So are you covering yourself for disabilities? Say you do get the virus and can't work for 4 months. A disability policy would actually kick in and provide coverage for that. So not every business owner out there has enough life or disability insurance, and it's just something that you probably should review from time to time to make sure you have enough.
Yeah, I love that. But I hadn't even thought about that either, and that's a great thing to bring up too. And I love the key man life. That's something that a lot of business owners don't consider. Are you now in business with a spouse and don't necessarily want to be or hadn't anticipated that you may lose a business partner unexpectedly. So thank you for bringing that up earlier. And Carl, if people want to reach out to you or reach out to the office or they'd like to share some of their comments from our call today, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can definitely shoot me an email or give us a call. My email is Carl with a K, so K-A-R-L, at Yeider.com. That's I-E-U-T as in Tom, E-R.com. Or my number is 989-835-6701.
Thank you, Carl. We'll be talking to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Brandy.